This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The party that dominated Mexican politics for much of the last century is back in power. Enrique Peña Nieto of the Institutional Revolutionary Party has taken the presidency. Successful, and his opponents and supporters like to say strikingly handsome, Peña Nieto inherits an economy that is on the upswing. There are even indications that more of those made-in-China items that Americans buy may soon say made-in-Mexico instead. Reporter Jennifer Collins is in Mexico City. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Give me a sense of what the Mexican advantage might be.
Well, first, it's proximity, of course, cheaper transportation to the U.S. because it's closer. And second, it's wages. They've actually stayed pretty low in Mexico, and they've been rising in China. So that's attracting manufacturers to Mexico. Duncan Wood is an economics professor here. He says Mexico needs to do more to compete. And he's not talking about Peña Nieto's handsome smile.
Peña Nieto is, I mean, he's not just a pretty face in an empty suit, but he's not the brains behind the organization. But he has managed to gather an incredibly impressive team around him that will say, if we want to increase levels of foreign direct investment, then we need to do these things.
So Peña Nieto is also promising cheaper energy and better ports and roads.
So cheaper energy, better infrastructure, could be expensive.
Yeah, that's exactly the problem. Peña Nieto has to figure out how to pay for it while keeping costs low for investors. He's promising better tax collection, but Duncan Wood is skeptical.
If we begin to raise production costs here, that doesn't just impact upon Mexican competitiveness, it impacts upon regional competitiveness, i.e. the United States as well.
And that's because we import so many Mexican-made components of things that eventually say made in the USA.
All right, Jennifer Collins, Mexico City, thank you so much.
You're welcome.